the question I'm asking and have been asking business owners in the last several meetings over the last month and a half has been, well, one, how do you want, we're still got some time. How do you want 2025 to really wrap up? What's a realistic end result for the year based on the last 9 months of history? You've got 9 months in the can. And realistically, what do you want 2025 to, when you're looking back on the year, what do you want to look back on?
What's up, John? Welcome to View From Above. For the listeners and viewers, I'm Gary Lale with the Wealth Partners channel. I'm here with John Berger, as always, of Altus Wealth. It's been so long since we've done one of these. I forget the name of your firm, John.
Altus Wealth Solutions. Yeah,
there you go. I remember San Luis Obispo, but I couldn't remember. I knew Altus, but it's been a while. We haven't done this in a couple of months. So good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy time with some new projects for me. So appreciate the latitude and not necessarily being here every week. It's all good.
Totally fine. I appreciate the latitude as well. The business that I have seemed to have found myself in is there's a big ebb and flow to not only the cash flow, but also the performance of the work itself. I have a lot of people that pay me for something and then don't come back for 6 months. So then I'm doing the work, but then, you know, I'm too busy to get more money. So there's this like constant ebbing and flowing of trying to balance all that stuff out. So, well, good to see you. We're getting into the latter part now of October, officially in the back half of October now. Today's the 22nd as we record it. Yeah. So we're past the tax deadline or the tax extension deadline. And mm-hmm. we're heading into the home stretch of 2025, looking to 2026. So what are lots of stuff coming. We've got Halloween in about a week. So that kind of unofficially kicks off, I guess, holiday season in some ways. At least it seems way around here. I feel like people have been decorated for Halloween since Labor Day. So we get into Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the others. And next thing you know, we're into a new year. So what are business owners and your clients, what are they doing or what should they be doing this time of year to make sure they don't wake up New Year's Day and realize that they've missed some important things?
Well, so, you know, anything in personal finance, anything in business finance, both of them, they take a lot more time, I think, than people might necessarily expect. And so really right now, what I would recommend people be doing is really getting down to brass tacks on tax planning for the 2025 tax year. You know, it's funny, everybody does the extension thing, and I have so many stories just from the last 3 weeks with various people about, oh, I just filed my tax extension, then I did this. And it's like, well, why did you do that? It's like, well, that's what my tax person said I should do. And it's like, do you understand the rules? Like, it was a SEP IRA contribution, and one client did. It's like, you understand the rules. That's not all your money, right? You have employees. They're getting a decent chunk of that. Well, I was told I had to save taxes, so I did it. It's like, I understand that, but we're doing things very last minute. And ideally, what we really would want to be doing is doing the tax planning now. So your taxes can be filed when they're supposed to be, which is March 15th if it's a business tax return, and April 15th for your personal taxes. The extensions are there. Everybody seems to want to use them because they don't want to get their stuff together. But quite frankly, you're probably missing wonderful tax saving opportunities by thinking, well, I'll start thinking about it on March 15th and then I'll file my extension. It's just the horse is already out of the barn on a lot of good stuff that's available to you. So sit down with your tax professional now and do it now, because some of these things take several weeks to get to the point where you can actually use them for this tax year and not punt to next year and then punt to next fall and so on and so forth and continue this cycle forever. So I do really recommend the appointment should be made right now with your tax professional. They're done with extensions. They probably took their 1 week vacation, because almost all of them do, because much deserved, because they had a big, you know, a big thrust that they had to cover. sprint, and now they're done. And they've taken their week off. Now they should be engaged and ready for you to be thinking about, let's do 2025 taxes and get off to the right start now.
What, this is a loaded question, and sorry if it's not even necessarily useful, but what percentage of people do you think actually do that though? I mean, I know that it's, as a financial, when I was a financial advisor, yeah, when I was an advisor, and I know this is still true, there are 3 days a year that financial advisors absolutely hate. April 14th, December 31st, and anytime the market's down more than 2%. Two of those are predictable like clockwork. The other one, you never know when it's going to happen. But those are by far the three worst days for a financial advisor that you could ask for. Because it's, I'll never forgive me, you're sitting there December 28th, 29th, 30th. You're enjoying the holidays. You're ready for a new year. You've probably buttoned up all your stuff for the year. And now everybody's calling you and asking you for things that a lot of times I would get calls after the market closed on December 31st asking me to do something for tax loss harvesting. It's like, yeah, literally that ship is sailed. Like, there's nothing we can do about that at this point.
Yep.
You know, so there's not always that awareness that you can't just push a button up until midnight and everything instantly happens, right?
Right. Well, and you asked me what should business owners be doing? And I will say my clients, we've already had this conversation. We had this conversation 4 to 6 weeks ago. Most business owner clients, definitely 6 weeks ago, even my financial planning clients who aren't business owners, we've had that conversation in our last meeting. And we do our meetings on a pretty regular basis every 4 to 5 weeks for personal financial planning. So they can be shorter and we can really time them out. And so we're not doing anything where I'm meeting somebody in October, it's my quarterly meeting, and I'm saying you need to do tax planning. And by the way, when you do the tax planning, our next meeting is going to be in January. So I'm not here to help you. That's one of the advantages for our style or approach to any kind of planning is doing it on a much more regular basis, making them shorter and sweeter, because timetables don't really work on a quarterly basis, at least not to me. So anyway, my clients, we've had this conversation. We had it a while ago in plenty of time to really get them so that they can even miss one meeting. And I meant to do that. Well, all right, we talked about this last time. Have you scheduled the appointment? It is not too late to schedule an appointment with your tax professional right now. And it may not even be until November, but if it's in November, you still have 4 to 6 weeks to knock out whatever tax harvesting you have to do with your advisor. Be the client your advisor really appreciates, not the one that calls them on December 31st. And be the client that if you don't have an advisor, be the person that isn't anxious about stuff at a time when you don't want to be anxious about stuff. Who wants to be doing that the week between Christmas and New Year's? I want to enjoy that week. That's downtime.
Well, Stan, that's the thing about it too, is that you're sitting here right now, and you know, I made the joke about the, you know, the days that the stock market are down 2%. We don't always know when that's coming. Here's the thing. We're going to get into the holidays, November, December. We're going to be complaining that we just don't have time to do this. We're too busy. But we are 100% positive, pending the apocalypse, that Thanksgiving will be here in about a month. Christmas will be here in about 2 months. New Year's will be here about a week after that. It's pretty much the same every single year, right?
Yep.
There's not, you might make it an excuse, but it's not a good one to say that you didn't. You have to do these things when you have the time to do them. Right now, you may have the time, you may not have the time, but in a month, you know you're not going to have the time, or whatever time you have, you're going to have less of it.
Well, exactly. And that's the whole, you know, that's the benefit of planning, being proactive, thinking about things, trying to get ahead of the curve, whatever phrase you want to use to describe it. It really is, to me, the benefit of doing all this stuff is to avoid the stress and anxiety of not doing it, right? Letting life hit you in the face is not fun. It really isn't. I guess there are some people who really want to have that. That's their MO, and they're okay with that. I would venture to say, you know, you asked what percentage of people actually do, avoid the extension thing. And I said, it's a really small percent. I would love that it's a really small percent of people who, are not having life hit them in the face all the time. Just, and anything I can do to help you with that, that's that is actually my passion. That's what I'm here. I put myself out to be able to do.
Yeah. Well, it's not just tax planning. It's also 2026 planning. Tax planning is for 2025. I'm trying to make sure you've got all that stuff done before, you know, we get to 2026. Yeah. But come January 1st, 2026 is here, and hopefully you're going into that with a strategy in place for the year. As it's football coaches don't start game planning when they kick the ball off. You know what I mean? It's good to have a plan before you get started. So how are you helping clients and business owners prepare for 2026?
The question is, you know, and we'll look at both timeframes. The question I'm asking and have been asking business owners in the last several meetings over the last month and a half has been, well, one, how do you want, we're still got some time. How do you want 2025 to really wrap up? What's a realistic end result for the year based on the last 9 months of history? You've got 9 months in the can. And realistically, what do you want 2025 to, when you're looking back on the year, what do you want to look back on? I mean, is that 9 months defining what the year is going to look like to you, and you're okay with that? Or do you want to make some adjustments or changes? We're still in the middle of that game or that season. So yeah, let's, and we still have time. We still have time to fix the season and make it work. So yeah, there's some adjustments, and we definitely want to be thinking about that. Where I spend so little time with clients who've been with me longer than a few months, I spend so little time talking about, well, what fires are we putting out today, right? That's not what they're hiring me for. I'm not a fireman. I'm not a fire coach. I'm not a battalion chief.
You're a fire safety inspector. You're there to prevent fires, not put them out.
Why are we doing this? Because that's going to create a fire in about 3 months. So we don't want to be doing that. That's one of the things we're looking at. But we're really looking at, how do we want things to pan out? I begin every meeting with the question, and sometimes it's openly asked. It's like, how is this meeting going to be a success? You know, what needs to happen in the next 30 minutes for this meeting to be viewed as a success? And that's really how we're trying to approach everything. Well, what has to happen? We're in the fourth quarter now. So what has to happen for this quarter to be a success? And since this is the last quarter of the year, what do we really want to have happen so that when we look back on 2025 in March or April of next year, or even, you know, in 2027, when we're looking back on this year, we can say it was a successful year because we did this. And how far along are we on that path? And do we need to accelerate our effort or fine tune our direction? Those are the questions. I think, you know, you don't drive the car by watching little lines go by you as you're driving, right? You drive the car by looking at a point that's somewhere out in the future, and you aim for that point. Otherwise, you're just driving yourself nuts, and you will not drive the car as well if you're looking at the lines going by you, because you'll start doing this, and then all kinds of wacky things could start happening.
Yeah, life can get a little funky when you're living everything reactively and not proactively, right?
Or worse yet, driving the car by what you see in the rearview mirror, because that's never good.
Yeah. Well, so we'll put a little pause in here. So do you want to try to tackle in about 5 minutes or so some AI stuff, or do you want to pin this one? We're only about 13 minutes right now. Do you want to try to get into a touch of AI, or?
We can just really touch on it briefly, just to touch on some, you know, some things have changed. So,
okay. So the last episode we did, we talked a little bit about the evolution of AI and how fast and rapidly it is evolving and changing and growing. What's new on that front? You said before we were recording here that there's it's kind of slowed down, but certainly not stopped. It's still growing like crazy, but what's going on in the AI world since we last spoke?
Well, it's growing like crazy, but we're at least starting to see some. I'd say the analogy would be if you're on a sea and there are ebbs and flows, right? And with AI, and those waves are huge, right? They're just massive and they're really abrupt. We went up this big, deep slope, It really feels like we've hit a plateau in the AI growth phase. You know, most of the major companies, well, yes, I know some of them have just announced more funding for them, but we're looking at projects that were announced or brought online 2-3 months ago that now, you know, that project didn't really pan out. That ability for AI to do that, it's not getting the same level of traction. The growth of paid subscribers to a lot of these AI engines has definitely plateaued temporarily. I don't think, you know, the long run AI growth is gone. I just think we're that first major wave that was this last 9 months or so is going to take a pause. We're starting to see some more negative press about, well, what happens if AI, you know, gets into robots? I just saw a YouTube video that was talking about, well, if you plug an AI into a robot, naturally the byproduct with hallucinations and all is going to be something that is really not ideal. So the HAL 2000 thing from, you know, starts popping back up in 2001 Space Odyssey. It's like, there are some negative consequences to letting it run amok. And even what we're seeing with like AI in teaching and education, they're saying, you know, it's not all just give it to AI and let it do everything. There's always going to be a need for human oversight, management. We cannot defer the creative element that humans are really good at to AI, because all it is a language model. It basically says highest probability the next word should be this. It's really good at it, and it's got a pretty steep education background, depending on what's been plugged in. But so we're seeing that plateau. I think that that's a healthy thing. It may create the first wave of creative destruction. So some of these high flyers may not be high flyers in a matter of a couple of months, because the reality of the path that they chose to go down and the financing they have, they may burn through it and find out that the path that they chose wasn't the ideal path. You know, we just don't know where it's going to end up. But I think we'll probably see a short term, couple months, maybe several months, of a slowdown in the wave of everything's great with AI, everything's growing, it's going to be massive, and you need to buy and pay for infrastructure. And, you know, even the question of how much infrastructure do we really need for utilities is, it's being questioned now. It's like, is that what we really need? New machines are being introduced that allow you to have basically AI on a desktop machine, not consuming boatloads of power. Mm-hmm. Wow. If we get to that point and chips keep getting smaller, that changes a lot of the dynamics of what is currently the narrative. Doesn't slow down artificial intelligence and it benefiting, but society, but we have to go through these waves. And I think we're at near the peak of that first major one.
Yeah. Well, John, I appreciate your insights as always. We'll see you. We're doing this again in 2 weeks now. We're back on the 2-week schedule at this point.
Okay. Back on the 2-week schedule, should be. Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, I will see you then. I don't know. That'll be like November 5th, 6th, somewhere in that range. 5th, I think. So yeah. We'll see you then. And appreciate your time as always for clients. Edit that out, AI. for viewers or listeners on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you are. If you would like to reach out to John, if you have any questions or could use some help with your 2026 planning and trying to get ahead of the puck, you can reach him at altuswealth.com, altuswealth.com. And he would be, I'm sure, more than happy to chat with you and help guide you down the correct path to start 2026. Thank you for your time, man. Good to see you. And I'll see you here in a couple of weeks.
Always a pleasure.
You too. See you.